Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 10, 1806. A 42-foot girth. Lewis is still identifying ducks and, as usual, compares them with ducks he has seen in the Atlantic states. He often uses colloquial names that are unfamiliar today in the western states. For instance, what he calls a butterbox is a black-and-white duck which Moulton footnotes as the bufflehead, and which probably is the goldeneye or whistling duck. Today, Lewis writes,
"About 1 p.m. it became fair, and we set out two parties of hunters on this side of the nettle, the one below and the other above. We also directed a party to set out early in the morning and pass the bay and hunt beyond the Killawanuckle. From the last, we have considerable hope, as we have yet hunted but little in that quarter. It blew hard all day. In the evening, the Indians departed. The hunters who were over the nettle the other day informed us that they measured a pine tree, which was at the height of a man's breast, 42 feet in girth. About 3 feet higher, or as a tall man could reach, it was 40 feet in girth, which is about the circumference for at least 200 feet without a limb, and that it was very lofty above the commencement of the limbs. From the appearance of other trees of this species of fir, and their account of this tree, I think it may be safely estimated at 300 feet. It had every appearance of being perfectly sound. The black duck is about the size of the blue-winged teal. Their color is dusky black, and the breast and belly somewhat lighter than the other parts, or a dark brown. The beak is an ivory-white color, the eye dark. The divers are the same with those of the Atlantic states. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 10, 1806.
Lewis's description of the black duck makes it obvious that he is referring to the American coot. Stating that the flesh is well-flavored, however, is baffling. Colloquially known as mud ducks in the West, these birds are considered inedible. The two black-and-white ducks are the pied bill grebe and the red-necked grebe, or the horn grebe. Pied, in this case, means two-colored, and the pied bill grebe has a black ring around its beak. Monday, porpoises.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.